there somewhere. It's blowing in the wind. Oh. If there's any justice in the world, I would be your man. You would be my girl. Oh yeah. If I found you first, you know it's true. He would be alone, and I would be with you. Yeah. When you decide, don't let me down, 'cause there's nothing to be certain in my life. And I've seen a thousand times, there's not much justice in the world. No. If I should lose a girl, that there's not much justice in the world. No, no, no. If there's any justice in the world, if there's any justice in the world, you're gonna be my baby. You're gonna be my baby.
That was If There's Any Justice, Lamar, 2004, playing it for Lamar's birthday, which was on April the 4th. This song was originally offered to Hearsay, but they rejected it as they thought it was too mature for them. And as a youngster, Lamar would sing to his siblings, pretending to be Michael Jackson. He found fame appearing on Fame Academy, and his first concert was at the Junior Jam at Temple in Tottenham, where he supported the American star, Usher. Not a bad star.
No.
Yeah. But he's got a fabulous voice. And he's currently starring alongside Beverly Knight as Curtis Jackson in Sister Act, the musical at the Dominion Theatre, London. And they were on Breakfast Telly having a chat about it. That'd be good. Yeah. Her voice and his voice.
And that keeps coming up about that. I'll need to go and see it. Sounds
well, brilliant. Now, I mean, I want to go and see Beverly, but let alone we've got Lamar as well, which is brilliant. And there is... Oh, what is the link to Allo Allo on Yesterday Channel? I don't know. Oh, Dominion Theatre. We did the Allo Allo stage play there.
Ah.
Aha. Yes. And... I knew it was there for
you. You only had to tell it once.
Yeah, and you said, that's very good, Tony. You've been practising your French accent, haven't you? Yes, there's three episodes of Allo Allo on Yesterday Channel tonight from 8 o'clock, A Woman Never Lies, Hitler's Last Heil, and Awful Wedded Wife. And, of course, it would have been Gordon Kaye's birthday today, the 7th of April. Bless him. Yeah. And actually, because recently I did this, Britain's Killer Hurricane of 1990, and it was on Channel 5 last week, and it was quite emotive, because you sort of go back to what you went through when he had that awful accident. But what a miracle, man.
Yeah.
You know, to come through all that and survive and then work again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A horrendous injury.
Shall we do some shout outs?
Yes, I've got. Let's go. Moldark, hello to you. Helen Robinson, Jack Christie, Ian Banks, Busy Bee, hello, lovely name. Stan23, we got Sarah Cavana, Dave Chandler, Devon Dad, Clara Bolover. Bow Lover, that's what it is actually. Rob Fellows, Mark Oliver, Harry 1958, Shane, Mr. Blue Sky, Harry Webb, Keith Jones, Michael Stevenson, Demon 1960, Alan Hiscox, gotta say these right, Emma Louise Webb, The Fucking Daddy, F-A-C-K-I-N, Daddy, we got Mark Dowling, 1ID Pigot, Gil Garduno, Steve Moore, Dennis Kilvanny, Michael Bryan, Esther B1, Steve Bull, and Ian Brown.
And I've got requests. John George, Jumpers for Goalposts, says, enjoy Mrs. M and Tony, have a footstep in time. And he wants the Lotus Eaters with the first picture of you. So we're trying to do that next week. Colin 2401, it was Doris Day's birthday this week, so move over, darling. I love that. Yeah, let's do that next week. And let Tony twiddle the flashing knobs. John Courtier, my wife Claudette, 73 years old and married 52 years, very beautiful person in every way, died suddenly in February of brain cancer. Please play Roy Orbison's Claudette. Oh, we'll do that for you next week, John. So sorry for your loss. A uniquely beautiful show from you is expected, as usual, but from Australia. I have to wait until Monday morning, a great way to pass Monday. So that's nice. I've got some listeners in Australia. Give Paul Golder a shout-out. He liked the show this week. Ken Wiseman. Sunday is always best with Vicky with great fun music, and you and Tony. Lexi Allen, bless her, she's looking forward to the show as always. Thank you for the shout out on Tuesday, and I think she's going to listen later because her pussycat's not well, and I think he's 13 years old or something.
They're about right for a cat, isn't it?
Yeah, so sorry about your pussy. I sound like Mrs. Slocum.
I'm free.
So I hope she's all right. Eddie L4EL, delighted to join you. Mason Leaker will be listening as always. Benny Van Dorn, I'll be listening. Andrew Bowles, another brilliant Sunday. David Orr, perfect for a Sunday afternoon. David Osman, count me in. Vernon Watts, fabulous, see you there. Martin Pullman, good listening to a relaxing Sunday with a lovely lady. Thank you. Peter Dawson, good luck with the show. Stuart Webster, oh, he loves my jacket, thanks, Vicky. Charlie Osbaldiston, look forward to listening to Vic's Mix on Sunday, see you there. Ronald East, it's lovely jubbly to hear you on radio, Vicky. I like that. Lovely jubbly. Mike Child, my Sunday afternoon sorted, have a great show, me and my drums, good luck with your show, Vicky. Alan Hudson, sounding and looking good, Vicky. Richard Kelsey, let's boogie, yay. And Manny's Potting Shed is listening whilst holding on to the shed of the roof. It's really windy today, wasn't it?
Oh, blimey, yeah.
And Robert Brooks would like a stylistics track, so we play one of those next week. And a quick shout out for all the family, you are all fabulous, but especially my Louise and Ellis. Hope you're listening and enjoying the show, everyone. Okay, shall we well, we've done the shout out, so shall we, what should we play next?
Shout.
Lulu and the Lovers.
You know you make me wanna shout. Look, my head's jumping. Look, my heart's thumping. Throw my head back. Come on now. Don't forget to say you will. Yeah, don't forget to shout. Yeah. Say you will. Throw your head back, baby. Say you will. Come on. Say you will. Throw your head back. Woo. Say you will. Come on now. Say that you love me. Say that you need me. Say that you want me. Ain't gonna grieve me. Come on now. Still remember.
That was Shout, Lulu and the Lovers, 1964. And it was first recorded by the Isley Brothers. Did you know that, Tom?
Yes, I did know that. Yeah. It's a great track.
It's a great track. But this Lulu's was first hit exactly 60 years ago. was a UK number seven. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And after performing over seven different decades, she's been in the news. I think you saw her last night and she was on Breakfast Tellys. She's just about to start her final tour called Champagne for Lulu. But she's not retiring. She's going to do the odd concert, but she's not going to do any more tours. I mean, they are exhausting.
Yeah, they must be exhausting when he's been on the road for that long if you don't really need it. But I suppose it's part of your life, isn't it, doing it? So it must be hard to give it up.
And how good does she look?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on Jonathan Ross last night.
Oh.
You know, like, unbelievable. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
And she's still, and I remember on Breakfast Telly, she was like, she did the shout, so she went, way! Oh. That went in my earphones. You know, she did it, like, just, and she sounds as good, if not better, than she did when she first did it.
It's like those wedding songs, that's when you're DJing, you always get to play that song, and everyone, when it comes on, everyone's like, and the whole chunk
I know. Down. Because everyone loves it. And she said she keeps her voice because she's disciplined, and she does regular voice exercises, general body exercises, watches her diet, doesn't speak at all before noon when she's on tour. Whoa, that would be hard.
Yeah, I couldn't do any of that.
Unless she doesn't get up till noon, so that's all right.
That's the way around it.
And her career's included singing the Bond theme to Man with the Golden Gun, winning the Eurovision Song Contest, Boom Bang A Bang, appearing with the Royal National Theatre, Guys and Dolls, and touring with Take That, with whom she shared a number one hit. What was that?
Take That. That's the big one.
Relight.
Relight My Fire.
Correct. He's off again. He's off. This keeps clicking. Is there something wrong with the...
No, it's just...
It's just me.
It's your
headphones.
Yeah. It's not.
I thought we were doing a bit Prince Buster again.
Could be your headphones, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, being as we've mentioned the Isley Brothers, shall we play It's Your Thing?
Yes.
Isley Brothers, 1969. It was USA number one. I'm playing it for what would have been Rudolph Isley's birthday, which would have been on the 1st of April. The Isley Brothers' first hit after leaving the Motown record label. They left the Motown record label with Berry Gordy's blessing after a successful British tour. And they were originally a gospel group formed in 1954 and have been performing with different members over six decades. Their breakthrough hit was Shout in 1959. So they did that before Lulu. I mean, you wouldn't know, would you?
No, you wouldn't really.
And you loved the song, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because Tony did what? What did you do?
Yeah, I wrote it down, yeah.
He wrote it down so he can play it at one of his gigs. So that is flattery. That is flattering because Tony's gone, I'm going to play that one. Okay, shall we go a little bit upmarket now, Anthony? Shall we do a little bit of classical?
Yes.
This is Toccata and Fugue by Mylene Kloss. Toccata and Fugue with Mylene Kloss playing piano, 2003. It was from Mylene's album Moving On, and playing it for her birthday, which was on the 6th of April. She came to fame singing with the pop group Hearsay, but she was also a classically trained pianist and has released a couple of crossover albums. Multi-talented, she's hosted such TV programs as The One Show, Pop Star, To Opera Star, and Classic Brit Awards. She also appeared on what? Tony got excited about this.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here!
In 2006. Mm. And why do you remember that one, Anthony?
Yeah, in that jungle shower, she wore this iconic white bikini, and it caught the attention of all the cameras, and it was on the front page of most of the national newspapers.
I know, and I didn't. I'd forgotten about that. But you remembered. Because you're a boy.
I know. I only watched that episode.
Yeah. And also, she went one step further and went and did I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here in South Africa in 2023 and was crowned Queen of the Jungle. And you have more news on that one.
Yes. I guess she wore another white bikini. But she didn't wear the original one because she auctioned that off and got about, I think it was about $9,000 or something like that for charity, which goes to charity.
Good.
And she auctioned the other one off
as well. That's great if you could raise money for charity.
Yeah.
Auctioning those sort of things off. And, she's a really talented lady, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Multi-talented.
Yeah. And, She's been a regular panelist on Loose Women, and also campaigned tirelessly for government changes to their miscarriage support policy as a result of her own experiences. And in 2023, the government pledged to improve support for women. Okay. Well, shall we play a Hall & Oates number next?
Yes.
This is I Can't Go For That. Can't Go For That, No Can Do. Hall and Oates, 1981. It was UK number 8, and I'm playing it for guitarist and writer John Oates' birthday, which was on the 7th of April. And Hall and Oates are heralded as one of the greatest singing duos of all time. And the title of this song was a phrase Daryl Hall used when he was pressured to go along with the crowd against his wishes. He claims the bass line came to him while messing around in the recording studio. The recording engineer heard him and turned on the recording machine, and the lyrics were added with his girlfriend Sarah Allen the next day. Simple as that. And Michael Jackson, it's a great song. No, so easy. And Michael Jackson later confessed that this track greatly influenced his song Billie Jean. Not a lot of people knew that.
No. It does a little bit. It's got that beat, isn't it?
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I never would have picked it up.
No, I wouldn't until you mentioned it.
Yeah. And Hall & Oates will be touring the USA as of June. Okay, I love this next number. This is The Drifters, Under the Boardwalk.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk,
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
That was Under the Boardwalk, The Drifters, 1964, and I'm playing it for what would have been Charlie Thomas's birthday, which would have been on the 7th of April. The song paid homage to the song Up on the Roof, and the band, having decided it was too hot on the roof, sought a cooler location for their next song, hence Under the Boardwalk. And the present lineup of The Drifters is currently on a major tour of the UK, coming to a venue near you. And not only that, actor Bruce Willis recorded this song on his debut album. And do you know where it went in the charts, Tony?
Yeah, no, but it done quite well. I remember the track.
It did. It went to number 2.
Mm. Fantastic song. I know it done good.
Yeah, because everyone loves the song. Shall we play an Anne Marie and James Arthur song? This is Rewrite the Stars.
You know I want you. I try to hide. You know you want me, so don't keep shaking our hands and tight. You claim it's not in the cards, and fate is pulling you miles away and out of a reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide it's on my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No, I'm to say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world.
Think it's easy. You think I don't want to run to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside, you're gonna wake up and see that it was hopeless after all. No one can rewrite the stars. How can you say you'll be mine? Everything keeps us apart, and I'm not the one you were meant to find. It's not up to you, it's not up to me. When everyone tells us what we can be, and how can we rewrite the stars? Say that the world.
Just give me all of you.
If there's impossible,
not a secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
That was Rewrite the Stars, Anne-Marie and James Arthur, 2018. It was UK number 7. And I'm playing for Anne-Marie's birthday, which is today, 7th of April. And this was from the album The Greatest Showman Reimagined, where songs from the show were performed by various mainstream singers, including Pink, Keisha, Kiala, Settle, Missy Elliott, Kelly Clarkson, Jess Glynn, Years and Years, and Craig David, to name but a few. So with the film The Greatest Showman being such a success, producers soon realized they needed to capitalize on it, thus the hunt for the perfect recording artist to cover the songs. Well, I thought they did that perfectly.
Yeah,
that was absolutely brilliant.
The album spawned load of hits, so the film was good as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was beautiful.
Yeah, two great voices, yeah, just joined together really
absolutely.
Well,
absolutely. And Anne-Marie attended stage school as a child, winning shows in Les Mis and Whistle Down the Wind. And her latest album, Unhealthy, is out now. And she's recently just had a baby daughter. Congratulations. It's February this year. But she'll be back touring the UK in June. And talking of stars...
Oh, and she's from Essex.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why she's so talented.
She'll be tuned in right now. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Cool. Well, she's listening to you, Tony. You know that. And she's got a fabulous voice. And talking of stars, one of our best love stars is Alan Titchmarsh. And guess who is on his show, Love Your Weekend, this week? Mm-hmm. One guess.
Could it be you?
Moi?
I thought so.
Yes, I'm on Alan's show next week on the 14th. Love Your Weekend, I love that show. And it's going to be screened from 9:30. On Sunday, and other guests include Harry Redknapp, he's great, and he's on one of my charities, so he was really great. And author Marion Keyes, who wrote Grown Ups, and she's an Irish writer, and she's my sister loves her book, so I'm going to read this one, Grown Ups, that I've got at home. And she writes about like an Irish family that are slightly off the wall and everything, but she was absolutely lovely. And she went, Jade, you're a legend. Oh my God. Thank you, Michelle. And it's because, and I thought she was talking about Hello, Hello, you know, maybe EastEnders. And it was because I did a commercial in Southern Ireland.
That was a good accent, by the way.
Jase, thank you. And I worked with Alan, bless him, when he presented Children in, I presented Children in Need with him in Birmingham. Back in the day.
Oh, right.
And that was really good fun. And he's just such a nice guy. He's just really sweet talking guy.
When they're not blurring his trousers out, of course.
That's true. Yeah. You've ruined it now. He's a sweet talking guy.
Ah! The chiffons.
The chiffons.
Time.
was Sweet Talking Guy, the Chiffons, 1966. And I'm playing it for Patricia Bennett's birthday, which was today, 7th of April. And it was the last of five top 40 hits for the Chiffons, ultimately reaching number four in the UK charts when it was released in 72. On the back of this record, the Chiffons toured England and Germany for the first time. And on one of their London club dates, members of the Beatles and Rolling Stones were in the audience. And the Chiffons later recorded a George Harrison song, My Sweet Lord, which it was considered bore a great resemblance to the Chiffons song, He's So Fine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. But a judge later decreed Harrison had unintentionally plagiarised He's So Fine. But they did go and see them in concert.
I mean, you're bound to pick up songs in your mind, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I bet that shook him up, didn't it? Should we play Shake, the Gap Band? Shake, the Gap Band, 1979. Well, you were definitely shaking your booty then, weren't you, Tony?
Yeah, it's a great The Gap Band.
It's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great hit back then.
But everyone remembers that Who's Upside Your Head, where everyone gets on the floor and does the rowing.
It was the rowing song, Oops Upside Your Head, yeah, Gap Band.
But The Gap Band were Charlie, Ronnie and Robert Wilson. I'm playing it for what would have been Ronnie Wilson's birthday, which would have been today. This was the band's biggest hit, and they took their name from the streets in the Greenwood area of Tulsa, Oklahoma. The streets being Greenwood, Archer and Pine. Get it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gap.
Not off the train, mind the gap.
Mind the, yes, as you fall down it. And if you've just tuned in, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Shall we do some more shout-outs for our fabulous listeners?
Yes, I have got Small Mead Numpty. Hello to you. Sarah J, Bob Matthews, Alan Hiscox, we've done him earlier. We've got Mark Letts, Jamie Robinson, Michael Stevenson, Ken Porter, The Boy Ward, Harry Harry, 1958. We've got Harry Webb as well, Sue O'Sullivan, Michael McGuinness, Kensington Gore, Richard Wood, Rob Spencer, Danielle Carity, I think that is, Dave Meadows, Barry Munzer, Terry Redding, Steve Ball, Mark Lloyd, Uriah Heep, Brian Case, Michael Smith, and Mandy Blease.
And I've got some lovely comments from Salvatore Amico, Mikey, Jill Goddard, Christopher Carlson, Steve D, Cinders 54, Graham Swannell, Yorkshire Mike, Andy Davis, Andrew Bolton, Hubert Lernott, Trevor Wallett, Craig Pilling, Zoe Wainwright, Nikki Nicole, Luke Doonan, Mike Chapman, Brian Fever, Rob Harvey, Vicky Garvin, Rudy Pegg, Xanthi Bierman, Nigel Fitzmaurice, P.E. Dartnell, Glyn Marston, Ronald Maincar, Chris Jarvis, Keith Dawn and Aston Avery, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Martin Hollingsworth, Tom Nestor, Chris Woodnut, Rob Harvey, Lockie BCFC, C.J. Dartnell, Peter Oxley, Andrew Robley, Alan Pell, Bobby Rosa, Katrina, Bran Storm, Mark Ratcliffe, Ruby Snape, John Illingsworth, and Kay Milburn. Thank you for all listening. I hope you're enjoying the show and you are all fabulous, as is the fabulous Tony. What shall we play next, Tony? Shall we do a bit of a drumming one?
Ah, why not?
Why not? This is Phil Collins in the air tonight. Was in the air tonight, Phil Collins, 1981, was UK number 14, and playing it for World Drummers Day, which was the 4th of April. And this was Phil's debut single after leaving Genesis. He claims to have offered it to Genesis, but Tony Banks from the band insists they never heard it. I'm telling the truth there. Either way, it did pave the way for some iconic drumming by Phil. And, I met some quite iconic drummers. Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden, Clem Cattini from the Tornadoes, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, Brian Bennett from the Shadows. All fabulous. Because they used to come to the Heritage, when we were putting blue plaques up for people. So it was brilliant meeting all these amazingly talented drummers. And what shall we play next? Shall we do a Tina Turner number?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a bit of a James Bond theme.
This is one of the best, I think.
GoldenEye. GoldenEye, Tina Turner, 1995, UK number 10. Playing it because I love Tina Turner, and so does my daughter Louise.
That's a good reason, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's recorded by Tina for the James Bond film of the same name. Great film that was. It was on the other day, you said.
Yeah, yeah, it was on Sky the other day. It was the first one for Piers Brosnan, his first James Bond.
Yeah, it was good. And once Tina was brought on board, Bono and Edge instantly agreed to write the theme for this song. That's not bad. Writing team, is
no,
it? Having been released on the film's soundtrack, Tina included it in her Wildest Dreams album the following year. And mentioning Tina, the Tina Turner musical is also now on tour following its huge West End success, and it is still playing at the Aldwych. That's a great. I want to go and see that again because it's supposed to be even better now. And the touring show is currently in Leicester and will visit Sunderland, Bristol, Dublin, Birmingham, Nottingham, Liverpool, Southend, Southampton, Canterbury, Edinburgh, Manchester, Norwich, Milton Keynes, Cardiff, Newcastle and Leeds. It's just a brilliant show.
Yeah, brilliant.
Have you
brilliant.
Seen it? You've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many times?
Only once.
Yeah. I think I've seen it once or twice. Anyway, shall we play a Tokens number? This is The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh,
was The Lion Sleeps Tonight, The Token, was 1961, and it was originally written in Zulu language based on an old folk song. Later renamed The Lion Sleeps Tonight, it is sometimes called Wimaway. And we were trying to call...
Tight Fit.
Tight Fit did it, but also yeah. The original was Carl.
Yes,
something.
Carl something.
Yes.
And then it was on my Tight Fit, yeah.
Yep. And in addition to singing with the Tokens, I'm playing it for Phil Margo's birthday, which would have been on the 1st of April. And in addition to singing with the Tokens, Phil was an accomplished author, best known for his science fiction novel, The Null Quotient. Original Token members, Mitch Margo, Phil Margo, Noah Margo, Mike Johnson and Jay Leslie. And not a lot of people know this. But who was a member of the Tokens for a time before embarking on a solo career? Do you know this, Anthony?
No, I don't.
Neil Sedaka.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
No, I didn't know that.
No, well, I have heard it, but it wasn't something I'd instantly remember.
And while we're on the subject of animals, I hope they put through the ban trophy hunting bill. Has to be passed. So you in the House of Lords, please pass it. And stop putting a spoke in the wheel. And that was very nicely put by me. Yes, pass it, ban trophy hunting. Because that was awful when that lion got killed, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway, oh no, light up. I won't go off on one. Okay, let's play Vienna. This is Ultravox Vienna.
Breath on the window pane, I'm lying and waiting. A man in the dark in a picture frame, so mystic and soulful. A voice reaching out in a piercing cry, it stays with you until.
That was Vienna Ultravox, 1981. It's named the greatest ever song to peak at number two. And it was kept from number one by what, Tony?
Shut up in your face.
What? Are you talking to me?
I am.
Are you talking to me? Shut up in your face by Joe Dolce.
Yeah.
Which annoyed Mature at the time, despite thinking Joe's song was funny. But I'm playing the song in tribute to bassist Chris Cross, who passed away on the 25th of March, which is sad. And he was the frontman, band frontman. Mature claimed that Cross was the glue that held the band together and the logic in the madness. So, another sad loss. And also... What was Shut Up In Your Face? You were telling me from...
It was off the film, off the TV programme, Mind Your Language, where it came up.
Who my mate, Françoise Pascal, was
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she played the woman.
And she's making films
French
now, like on the other side, producing and everything. So, hope you're listening, Françoise. So, what should we... Is that...
That is it.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's gone quick, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Oh, we've got time for you. You've been listening to me, Vicky Michelle, with Vix Mix on Phoenix 98FM and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thank you for twiddling the flashing knobs, Tony. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it's been lovely, as always.
Oh, bless you. And thank you to Nikki for helping with the research and, of course, all of you fabulous people for listening. Next up is Natalie Bays with the fabulous Spencer Hawking and the arts programme. And this week would have seen the birthday of the fabulous Hollywood star Debbie Reynolds, a brilliant performer. She was also the mum to Carrie Fisher, otherwise known as Princess Leia of Star Wars fame. and she had a glittering film, television and stage career which spanned almost 70 years. And she looked ever youthful, Debbie Reynolds, didn't she?
Yeah.
She just looked good. And
a bit like me.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're not going to age because you've got no hair. People that with no hair do not age. They always look the same. That's a fact.
Eggshell blonde, is it?
Eggshell blonde. But what I'm going to go out with, because she was in this amazing film, Singing in the Rain. Did you love that film?
It's a great film.
I love that film. But I thought I'd play Singing in the Rain by Gene Kelly. So in tribute to Debbie, I'm leaving you with the title song. Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly. It's a new one, 1952. Bye.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the storm